At first, the deadly intruder did not have a name.
The lifestyle of some male homosexuals has triggered an epidemic of a rare form of cancer.
But it quickly developed a reputation.
And the deaths kept coming and coming.
The fear was palpable.
I was terrified of passing on HIV to someone else.
But in the years that followed,
it was pretty miraculous for me.
So was the bravery.
Because of them, I can live a healthy and happy life.
We sat down with four gay men from four different generations, all living with HIV. The oldest is Jesse Milan, who's still haunted by the beginning of the epidemic.
People who, because they had been diagnosed, suddenly disappeared. And we all knew what that silence meant.
Jesse was diagnosed in the 80s after losing his partner, George, and so many others.
It was hard. It was very hard.
At the time, many leaders were accused of ignoring the crisis because it was deemed a gay disease. President Reagan didn't give his first major speech on AIDS until 1987, 6 years after the first diagnosed case.
We must have a definition of AIDS.
For Dr. Anthony Fauci, the epidemic was a turning point. In 1984, he became the nation's top infectious disease expert, the same job he holds today.